Hello. Welcome. It is Bowerly Loves on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, very exciting morning at the Motor Vehicles Bureau. Oh, my goodness. It was highly exciting. It was very very rewarding, actually. And I would like to say that the people at Mickey Kearns's Motor Vehicle Bureau really were awesome, because I had basically, I walked up to the window and I said, excuse me, but you should know that you're dealing with a moron, because that's exactly how I feel, because there were so many boxes I could have checked, because I got rid of my old plates, had to re-register the car, which was past expiration, by the way, and things went surprisingly well. I was in and out quickly, but I'm going to suggest something to you. If you are going to do anything locally with DMV, make a reservation. Make a reservation. It is huge. I felt so bad for this one lady. You guys would be proud of me, because I'm not, you know, not the nicest person in the world, perhaps, sometimes. But there was this little old lady, probably 158 years old, and she was in line starting at 8 a.m. And the window, the office did not open until 10 a.m. And there is this woman in a walker just sitting there while everybody with an appointment walks by her. And, you know, one of the things about getting older and seeing people that you love get older is you realize that people are not as spry as they used to be. So you will be proud to know that I did offer her my appointment until finally the proper people were aware of the situation and understood. You know, sometimes you got to be a little bit human about things and not always a stickler for the rules. Sometimes there is a bit of discretion that goes into things. I mean, that's just the way it goes. 803-0930 will be the phone number as we move along. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I have so many things that I really would want to get into, but not exactly sure where we are going to start today. This is actually something that I've been wanting to get into, and it was something that almost came up yesterday, and we just got tied up with other things. do you know people? I'm going to go out on a limb here. Do you know people for whom their dogs are actually more important than their kids? Their dogs are more important than their children are. And they might be adult children. That's fine. I get that. I understand that. But do you know people who, and I'm really taking a risk here, but their dogs basically become like little people, and they will use terms like fur babies a lot. I think I might have used the term fur baby once or twice, but I just can't take it seriously. Look, it's not a real big secret. I enjoy animals, all right? I love cats, except the cat that wanders around my house that is so beautiful but refuses to have anything to do with me except one night, yet this cat will headbutt my neighbor. I don't think the cat likes guys. I think the cat likes ladies, and that's okay. It's a beautiful cat, but it wants nothing to do with me. Oh, yeah, my shrubs and bushes are great for it to pee in. Oh, I can smell that every humid summer day. But when it comes to me, I might as well be a chunk of rotting meat the cat doesn't want. But I digress. I enjoy cats. They are my favorite. I also like dogs. Dogs have a place. Used to be more of a dog guy than a cat guy, and then eventually changed over to felines, because, you know, I found that felines were a lot easier to deal with when you're trying to live a life than is a dog. I mean, how many of you have been out on a date and the person you're with says, hey, I'd love to come back to your house and snuggle, but I have to go home and take the dog out for a walk. Oh, what a buzzkill. What a buzzkill. And I used to say the same thing when I had cats. Hey, I'd like to come in, but I need to go home and feed my cats. Which, you know, you might as well be saying, I need to go home and tuck my boyfriend into bed. I mean, that's pretty much it. But anyway, I want your take on, are people over the top when it comes to their dogs and their cats? And when somebody says, fur baby, do you say, oh, that is so sweet, that is so awesome, that is so magnificent, or do you throw up in your mouth a little bit when somebody says fur baby? 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Look, I love dogs, I love cats, but they are, at the end of the day, as much as they're parts of our family, okay, and as much as we cry when we have to put them down because we're kinder to our pets than we are to our people, sometimes I think people go a little bit over the top. I'm curious as to your experiences with this, all right? You might know people who spend more time and resources on their dogs and cats, particularly dogs, than they do with human beings in their lives. I'm just curious. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And we have a guy who calls in from Cheektowaga a lot. I think his name is Joe or J. It's one of those J names. And basically, he contends that American women of childbearing years are foregoing having children, and instead they are placing their maternal love onto dogs and not having babies. And that's why we have such a low birth rate among certain demographics of females in the United States, because they're dog crazy and they've been told they don't need a man, and that it's a feminist world. Now, that's an interesting worldview. I don't know how commonly held it might be, but just putting it out there. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And let's take some phone calls here. Dave on a cell phone. Dave, how's your fur baby doing? I'm sorry.
I don't own any. But
yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, I don't own any. And if there isn't, well, I guess I am person, but if there's no one in the world that knows of someone like this, then theirs must be living in a closet, because I got friends, relatives that they spend more miles driving between dogs and babysitting dogs and everything else than they do for anything else. It's like, oh, I got to go watch Johnny's kid. I got to go, well, Johnny's dog is more important. I got a niece. The first thing when she punches in, when they go on a vacation, is it dog friendly? Boom, knocks it right out of the box if it's not there. It has to be dog friendly. And then she'll click on every other box that she thinks would fit. And so I got a brother, he's got two cats. So they go on a vacation, what do? They get this somebody to drive 20, 30 miles just to watch their cats. Really? Cats can live by themselves for a couple of days. And you own some, or did.
I did.
So I don't understand that. I mean, you're right. They take care of my neighbor's kid. He paid over $5,000 to have a surgery done on a little kick dog.
Wait, what's a kick dog? I hate to ask.
You know them little ones that you see on the commercial that you can kick over a goalpost?
Yeah, I don't even like the thought of that. I mean, it's one thing to talk about.
Well, it's been in a commercial already, so
yeah,
that's where I think of it.
I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm just saying. But
hey, I'm an AM radio guy.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, you apparently get around a lot more than I do then. Well, all right, whatever. But anyway, moving forward, shall we? So you know people in your life who are more about their dogs and their cats than they are about their kids.
Yes, and I got one niece that has a dog and don't have no kids. And this is, they treat their dog, the dog gets treated better than, I swear to God. I was on a vacation with them one time, and my niece's husband made breakfast for everybody. So I was nice and I was going to leave some because I was the last one. I was leaving some for anybody else that wanted seconds. Well, who guess who got the seconds?
I'm going to go with the canines. Wow.
You got it. And when it comes to bacon, I don't normally give up bacon, brother. Let me tell you that right now. But the next day, that dog wasn't getting any leftovers.
Damn, you're tough. So what do you think it is? Because in our lifetimes, depending on how old you are, we have gone from a society where dogs were pets and cats were pets to almost this transmutation of species where dogs and cats have almost taken on human characteristics.
Well, dogs grow up and they only live how long? 10, 15, maybe 20 years?
Kids grow up and learn to talk.
Kids learn to talk, and then they talk back. That's the same thing I say about changing the names of all the sports teams. Wait till you wake up someday and animals start to talk, and now they want their names taken off those football teams.
See, the Detroit Lions, they could probably use a new name, actually.
Yeah. Falcons, Eagles. What about high schools?
Yeah, Bulldogs.
Really. Bulldogs, well, yeah. They'll be the leader of the pack.
Okay, so what we're saying, what you're saying is you have seen a change in our society where animals are basically becoming more human. And I have a theory. Do you remember when the computer graphics got to the point where it made it look like a dog could talk, for example, the Men in Black movies, the talking dog? I mean, that was like maybe 10 years into it. And somebody once said, okay, now that we have seen talking animals in movies, can we get them to shut up again?
That's one of the reasons probably why there's divorces, too.
Well, okay, so I want your explanation. I want other people's explanations as well. What's going on here? How come people are all about their dogs, and I think to a lesser extent their cats, and the idea of bearing children is not that terribly attractive?
It's just today's day and age, I guess. It's a lot different when you and I were growing up, Tom.
But why? What I want to know is why? What happened? What changed?
Society somehow. Society's changed. I mean, look at, they're bringing all kinds of animals up here to Western New York from Texas and down south and everything else. We don't have enough strays running around here.
Yeah, that is a very interesting point. Can't argue on that one. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. How many of you have had experiences with people who actually are more about their dogs and, I think to a lesser degree, cats than they are to other human beings, maybe even their own children? And the idea that women of childbearing years are doting on their dogs like they used to dote on babies, but they're not having babies anymore, so they're getting dogs. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Tom is in Cheektowaga at 222. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to give you a little perspective on the whole deal. I worked in supermarkets for years, and we used to joke that if you looked at the children's aisle, it was 20 feet long. If you looked at the pets' aisles, it was 40 feet of cats, 40 feet of dogs. That tells you something. Who gets the love?
Oh, what are we talking about? Are we talking about food? Are we talking about toys?
Toys, everything.
Okay, so how long ago is this?
You go to the supermarket today.
All right, we're talking about today, right now, in the present. Because, okay, when did you notice things start to change? Because at some point in the last 40 years, I'm going to say, dogs went from being dogs to being mini humans.
It's hard to say. I did work in supermarkets for about 30 years. I say there was gradual change. The biggest change in the kids' aisles was the diapers got bigger, you know. You bought some diapers. You put the diapers in your cart and there was room for nothing else. They got so big. When I was growing up, there was a couple single neighbors who had dogs, and they treated them very pampered.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think if you're going to have a pet, I mean, you should, of course, love your pet, whether it's a cat, whether it's a dog, whether it's a reptile. I don't care. I mean, you want to give an animal a forever home. But I think that some people, and I don't know how you measure this, I don't know how you quantify it, but I think some people just go way over the top when it comes to dogs. Like when every move in your life is based around the dog. Oh, we want to get away for the weekend. Well, is the establishment dog friendly? We want to go out to eat. Is the establishment dog friendly? I mean, it becomes a first priority.
Also, you could put them in kennels. I know a couple of relatives of mine put their dogs in kennels when they go on vacation, because not every place will accept animals.
I think the difference is
you know your kids are going to leave you. Your kids are going to grow apart from you. They're going to get their own lives. Your animals are dependent on you.
Well, eventually they're going to leave you. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, we've all been through that final trip to the vet's office.
You're talking about passing away, and your kids normally are going to grow up and start their own lives away from you.
Yeah, normally, although with all this fentanyl crap in the United States, unfortunately, that's becoming an all-too-common theme, parents outliving their children. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just one last thing, if the kids survive high school nowadays, right?
I could not understand what you just said.
If the kids survive high school, they'll live long enough to go away. Every time you turn around, there's fights in high school, shootings. It's tough.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Welcome to the program. It is Bowerly. And don't name names, obviously, but do you know people who are just over the moon and over the top when it comes to their pets? Generally dogs, but sometimes cats. And it amazes me on the internet. Maybe it amazes you, too. Every single day, I get cute videos of kittens and dogs somehow commingling. I got a video last night about, oh, look, here's a kitten who swims with the puppies. Okay. 803-0930. And don't get me wrong. Please don't misunderstand me. Look, I give to the SPCA serving Erie County. I love dogs. I love cats. I even like gerbils. So anyway, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. When people use the words fur baby, is that awesome? Do you say to yourself, wow, what an empathetic, wonderful human being calling their animal a fur baby? That shows real strength of character. Or do you say, fur baby, I think I'm going to vomit? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Come on, be honest. When it comes to your dog, is your dog a dog, or do you treat it more like a kid? On News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Thursday with you. And talking about what's worse, what's harder to maintain, kids or pets? And a new survey shows that more than 40% of pet owners feel that taking care of their fur babies is harder than parenting. And it's not because we're worried about our own mortality. 65% of pet owners think about the lifespan of their animals as much as they think about their own. 61% say their pets help to comfort them when they are sad. All right, those numbers do not surprise me. But I have seen over the course of the past 20 years, there's been like a major societal change away from animals as pets and kind of parts of the family to animals as almost little human beings. And the animal, the dog, and less frequently the cat, becomes the primary focus of, oh, we're going on vacation. Is your resort dog friendly? Is your hotel dog friendly? Is your restaurant dog friendly? And, you know, please don't think that I don't like dogs, because I do. I have a fondness for cats, except the one that wanders around my house that refuses to have anything to do with me except once. Let's go to 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Darlene, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. So, yes, ma'am. I do have a fur baby. I have a toy poodle, and her ears and her tail are dyed pink. She just went for a spa day yesterday. It was $65. And if my dog can't go, I'm not going. All summer long, I went to restaurants and bars that had patios. I bought her a nice little stroller. I take her in the stroller, and she's the center of attention.
Well, is she the center of attention, or are you the center of attention?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Being a single woman, she brings a lot of attention to me.
Well, I'm sure with the poodle you've got, I mean, a lot of the gay guys are really into you, you know?
Aww,
not that there's anything wrong with that. It's not like you're walking around with a pit bull or something, or a German Shepherd, or a Rottweiler, or a Doberman.
That's right.
I mean, the tail dyed pink. Well, when the guys who flock up to you say, what kind of dye do you use? You know, I'm just saying they might not be into the same things you're into. And again, not that there's any judgment on this show. I couldn't care less.
Everywhere we go, there's the lady with the pink poodle.
Okay, but let's just analyze this just a little bit, okay? You are, and I've seen guys do this as well, okay? I don't think it's a female thing. I don't think it's a guy thing. I think it's a human thing with some people. You are using your pet to attract attention from the opposite sex, correct?
Well, attention from anybody.
Anybody?
I'm a very extrovert. I usually travel on my own, so it's like a really good way to meet people, male or female. You know, everybody wants to come up and talk about the dog.
Okay. Understood. Understood.
Good conversation starter.
Yes, but if you are that much of an extrovert, why do you need the prop of the dog?
Well, it makes it just easier. But I will tell you one thing that I know you have mentioned. I never have taken her around bands because I think, you know, I've heard you talk about that before.
Oh.
That noise is too much for them.
Oh, I become infuriated when somebody takes their dog right up in front of the giant speakers when a band is playing out and is utterly clueless that dogs hear things that we can't. And this poor dog last summer at Sunset Grill in Wilson looked like it was just in absolute agony, and the dumbass woman owner was totally clueless until another woman walked up to her and basically read her the riot act, and I gave her the high five when she walked back.
That's almost like animal cruelty, really.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Absolutely. But as a guy, you have to be very careful about approaching a woman because those kinds of things can be so easily misunderstood.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay,
I just wanted to call in and say I do have a fur baby.
Okay, but okay, I was just going to follow up on that. Fur baby. Okay. When did you start using the words fur baby to describe a canine, a dog?
I guess when it started becoming, the word became, you know, popular. Like now, another popular phrase is people don't call dogs dogs anymore. They call them doggos. G-O-D-O-G-G-O-S. Doggos.
Wow.
There's like a whole lingo around it now.
Yeah, are there any other words I should be aware of before we take any additional calls on this subject?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. What? Okay, I don't mean to put you in a bad mood. Done enough of that today, I guess, with people.
Hey, Tom, my dog is sitting here right next to me. You can't put me in a bad mood.
Well, I'm happy that you don't allow me that kind of metaphysical radio power over you and your mood, and that your dog is the counterweight to any negativity that I might impart. But I must ask you the question, when your dog, shall we say, is no longer with us, that's going to be horrible. Are you going to go out and get another one, or are you going to... Because I got to tell you something, that this is the first time, the past year or so, first time since I've been in my 20s where I've not been responsible for any animal. And with all due respect to my friends at the SPCA serving Erie County, I rather love the idea that I don't have to worry about getting home to feed the cats. I really like that idea, that I don't have to change the litter box, that I don't
have
to...
Well, because you have a big social life, that's why.
Well, I mean, I think what you mean to say is I have a big drinking life, to put things in proper perspective.
As far as her end comes, and the way I look at it, of course, I'll miss her terribly, but that is the last and final best thing you can do for your animal. So that's the way I look at it. And then, of course, she's a rescue from a puppy mill, and when she is gone, I will definitely go out there and just rescue another dog.
Okay, when you use the... Now, see, again, we talk about the changing vocabulary and nomenclature surrounding animals. The term rescue animal has become ubiquitous in the animal world. Rescues used to be like an infrequent thing. Like, for example, I used to work with a guy who rescued greyhounds from Florida racing tracks. The big greyhound rescue organization. I get that. But now, like, everywhere I turn online, it's a rescue dog. It's a rescue cat looking for a forever home.
Well, the problem with that, Tom, is now, especially after COVID, where a lot of people got animals because they thought they were home. And then, you know, you can talk to the ladies, Doug, you do at the SPCA. There are so many rescue organizations out there because they're flooded. And there are ones now that can take no more to the shelters because the shelters are full. And they're begging just for people to even just foster the dogs. And they pay... for the total for the foster, they pay for all the food, all the medical, everything to foster that dog until it gets a permanent home or a place in a shelter.
I wonder how many people out there are fostering animals right now. I mean, to me, one of the things that bothers me, unless there is an inalterable behavioral issue with the dog, I'm sorry, when you adopt a dog, when you adopt a cat, you are assuming a solemn responsibility to that animal. You are going to provide a forever home. Or did I just use that cliche? A forever home to an animal. Okay, you've made the commitment, and God forbid anything happens to you, but you've made the commitment. And frankly, it scares the hell out of me. Let's say, and this is not going to happen. Please don't make me the offer, because I'm going to be very blunt. I am not interested in another animal. And one of the reasons I'm not is my cats typically live to about 20 years of age. And the last thing I feel like doing is leaving my successors and heirs with an animal that I'm leaving behind. That just seems so unfair to the animal, and it seems so unfair to heirs and successors.
Right. But, you know, Gino Latuco could tell you the percentage of animal surrenders they even have at the ASPCA. It's just amazing, Tom.
Well, that's the SPCA serving Erie County. The SPCA serving Erie County is its real name. Exactly. I would call Gina and ask her, but I think she's pretty tied up with some other stuff right now, so I think I'll leave her alone. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Miss Fur Baby owner. Okay, so to you, is it a dog or is it a fur baby? And what do you think of the theory that has been espoused by one of our callers from Cheektowaga? I forget whether it's Jim or Joe or neither of them, but that too many women in America today have been and I don't know that I believe in this theory, but it is kind of out there, so I'll put it out there as a theory to get your take on it, that the feminist movement has convinced women that they don't need men and that they don't need to have babies, but that maternally and biologically, women have the need to bestow love upon some living object. So instead of procreating the human species, they are saying, I don't need a man in my life, and if I do, I don't want a human baby. I want a fur baby. And the love that they would have given to a human child is instead given to a shih tzu. or a Cavapoo or whatever. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. When people, do you know somebody, and don't name names, but can you give examples maybe of people in your life, people in your family, people in your circles of friends who are just over the top when it comes to showing affection to their dogs or cats? And they basically have morphed from being canines and felines into being like little human beings. And I've never seen, look, have you ever seen as many dogs in your neighborhood as I've seen in mine since the pandemic? I've made reference to this before on the program, but any given day at about 6 o'clock, you can look outside your street and you're going to see, that depends on where you live, obviously, but you're going to see what looks like a dog parade. It's unbelievable. I did not know there were so many dogs in the neighborhood until the pandemic, and then it was absolutely staggering. I'll say this much, a heck of a lot more dogs than there are baby strollers or baby carriages, to put things into perspective. Now, maybe some of that is a function of the demographics of the neighborhood in which you live. And I tend to live in a place where, I know, we have a mixture of older people, get off my lawn, and we have young people with kids. But are people going a little crazy with dogs and cats? And with all due respect to my beloved caller there, the idea of using an animal to get attention for yourself, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, because if you're trying to sell yourself, you got to, I don't mean that way. I mean, if you're trying to make a presentation for yourself to a mate, you should be the focus of the conversation. You should be the focus of the questions. You should be the focus of the comments. Ought not to be your dog. I know the expression goes, love me, love my dog, but I'm just saying that if you want to develop a relationship, it can't be about some third entity, because it's not gonna work real well unless you're both demonically possessed and the entity is from the Russell Crowe movie. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Do you think it's awesome that people are treating their dogs and cats more like human beings, or do you find it just a little bit freaky? And you might know people in your life, and Tanner, don't take too long with one call. If you're unsure as to whether they want to go on the air, move on to the other calls, please. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And yeah, if you don't want to go on the air, please don't tie up Tanner, because he's got other calls he's got to get to, and I just sit here with it, flopping in the wind. Here's Phil in Lovejoy Village. Phil, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. The arena, we went to see Stevie Nicks last night. It's my wife's birthday on Friday, tomorrow, and I took her to the show last night. And they had something similar going on at the concession stands that was going on at Coca-Cola Field during the Blue Jays games. Me and my wife run a nonprofit over in the Lovejoy Village, and
Forgive me. I've got a little ADHD. How did we go from the Stevie Nicks concert to something else? I'm very confused.
Yeah, so I'm tying it together, Tom. You're like my kids.
I just like linear storytelling. That's all.
It ties in, Tom. It works. Trust me. I'm a word. Remember, I'm a wordsmith, right? Not only a locksmith, but a wordsmith. So we're purchasing concessions at this unnamed local pizzeria chain that has concession stands there. And when we were tapped to do the Blue Jays games as a nonprofit, they were giving us like 21% of the take. And I didn't know they were doing this at KeyBank Arena, but last night we went to the unnamed pizza place, and the women who are working it were from a donkey rescue.
Well, that one just sets it up. That one kind of sets up all kinds of lines, which I'm going to avoid. Donkey rescue.
Yes. Okay. And my wife looks at me. She goes, well, why are they rescuing donkeys? I go, because they're beasts of burden and people abuse them. It's like the Greyhound.
Well, I know that there are horse rescue organizations that will save horses from going to the slaughterhouse.
The glue factory, yes.
Well, actually, the slaughterhouse, because horse meat sells for a pretty penny in places like France, and we all know the French are a little bit messed up anyway.
Or Balos.
Okay. Oh, my God. People will never live that one down, will they? Okay. So, that's a story that's like 40 years old. Okay. So, without naming any additional restaurants and putting me on legal notice.
That was close.
I know, but still, my luck, somebody has the trademark to it. But anyway, how do we... Okay, first of all, the Stevie Nicks show. How was Stevie Nicks?
Oh, amazing. I was always the front row ticket guy. We always used to have seats 8 through 12, always. But we had Section 106, which was great. And one of the things that Stevie Nicks did that which really made it super interesting, so you never know if you're ever going to see her again, she didn't just like go from one song to the next. She had a story about the songs. And then she had a lot of Buffalo-centric stuff, like the famous top hat that she wears. She actually bought that. They went shopping, and she bought that famous top hat in Buffalo.
Did she have it custom made? Because there is a custom hat guy in Buffalo who does a lot of custom work for the big stars.
Yes, and I don't know if it was him. I think it was just at a local store somewhere on Main Street. This was back in the late 70s, she said. And
that's pretty cool. But well, I mean, I know Mick Fleetwood, I know, spent some time in Kenmore at Select Sound Recording Studios. I know that much. Yes. But in any event, I'm glad you enjoyed Stevie Nicks. So just to bring things around here full circle, you mentioned the donkey rescue. Have people gone over the top and into the world of insanity when it comes to their dogs and their cats?
No, I'm a dog person. I never was a cat person until I owned my black cat. He's just like a dog. He grew up in a house of all dogs. So he comes when you call him. He goes outside and poops. And even in a blizzard, he'll go out and dig a little hole and just right back in the house.
Okay. That's all the information on the fecal experience we need to know, I think. Well, thank you. It's because, one more reference to fecal matter, and I'm going to think I'm on the Internet, where every ad is either about urinating out A1C or did you know that women poop? I mean, come on. Enough with this. Thank you very much. And then the shredded guy saying, if you're eating this, you're never going to look like I look. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Are people just over the top when it comes to their pets? When you hear the term fur baby, when I first heard it, I thought it was cute. I might have actually used it a few times. Then the more I hear the term fur baby, to be very honest with you, and don't hate me, it kind of nauseates me. It kind of does. Because how about human babies? Like, human babies have kind of taken a back seat. And, look, not for nothing. But if it was as easy to abort puppies and kittens in New York State as it is to abort baby human beings, there would be protests in the street. Just saying.